Carolyn, what else do you have for us this month?
Well, carrying on with the theme of dark matter, but in very different context from here on Earth, going out to an enormous cluster of galaxies many millions of light years away from us. And this cluster is called Abel 2744, and a cluster of galaxies that they're some of the largest gravitationally bound structures in our universe, and you get hundreds, thousands of galaxies all confined within a space, a volume tens of millions of light years across. And it's thought that these build up fairly gradually, where you get small clusters of galaxies merging together to form larger clusters. And this particular cluster seems to be the product of four galaxy clusters in a head-on collision that's been going on for about 350 million years. And there have been some images of it using a range of wavelengths and deconstructing the different matter components within the cluster. So, for example, there's optical data from HST and VLT, which show the distribution of the galaxies in the cluster. Now, that's only about 5% of the total mass there. This is combined with Chandra X-ray telescope data showing the hot gas that lies in an atmosphere between the galaxies, and that's about 20% of the total matter there. So both these images are being combined with a lensing analysis of the cluster. Now, gravitational lensing is the sort of distortion you get in background galaxies if there's a large mass in the way. And it's a key indicator for dark matter, because dark matter doesn't give off or absorb any radiation, but it still has gravity, so it still bends space around it, and that can distort the light paths through space. And so that's the way you trace how much dark matter there is and how it's distributed within a cluster. So the interesting thing about doing this for a complicated collisional cluster like this is that these collisions appear to separate out all these different components. So there's an awful lot of space between the galaxies in a cluster. So if two clusters meet head on, the galaxies tend to go past each other. They don't actually impact on each other at all. And so they pass through fairly unaffected. The hot gas, however, gets squeezed. You get this sort of resistance, almost like a drag force, and you get shockwaves travelling through. So the hot gas is slowed. The interesting thing is what happens to the dark matter. And when we've seen this before in things like the Bullitt cluster, it tends to follow the optical galaxies because it only interacts gravitationally with other matter, and it passes through mainly unaffected. This particular cluster is interesting, though, because the dark matter seems to have separated out even from the galaxies, which isn't quite what we'd expect, not what we've seen. And it could just be it's particularly chaotic, a particularly violent phase in the cluster's history, that you've got this extreme separation out of the components. And the interesting thing, of course, is what we do with these data now. You've got this mapping of where all the components are. The next stage is to match them, perhaps in simulations and models, because it's only by trying to track back through what's happened you get a good idea of whether we've got a true understanding of the distribution of all these various matter components within a cluster, and can we reproduce the kind of spread of behaviour we see if we smash two in together, or four clusters together.